So as a kid, my parents used to send me to my grandparents' house every summer to spend the summer with them. And what was great about that, aside from being at my grandparents' house, was that I learned how to sail. My grandparents lived in Arlington, Massachusetts, and every day from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the summer, I would go to downtown Boston and sail on the Charles River. And if you've ever seen a picture of Boston with sailboats, it's typically that river right there. And in the morning, my grandmother would put my grandfather in the car and me in the car, and we'd drive into downtown Boston, and she'd drop him off at work, and she'd drop me off at the corner, and I'd run up and over the bridge and learn how to sail. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years until I was old enough to go to work, so probably from the time I was about 10 to the time I was about 16. And I learned how to sail, and I got to be a really good sailor. We sailed little 16-foot dinghies on all kinds of different conditions, and I really, really enjoyed it. So fast forward, I did come to school here a certain number of years later, and as many of you did, probably, I walked out along the quad in the activities fair, and I signed up for no less than 55 clubs that I was going to join and was going to make a difference in. But the one club that I stuck with was the sailing club. Now, sailing at Loyola is not an NCAA sport. It's certainly nothing like the basketball team or the lacrosse team. We didn't have any fancy sailboats or any places to practice. In fact, the moderator of the sailing club was a chemistry professor whom I think I only met once. And to this day, I don't know the name of our coach because I never actually saw him. So I'm not sure that he did a spectacular job of coaching us. And our sailboats were located in the backyard of some guy who I also never met in Middle River, Maryland. So in order to go practice, we would gather right outside of Boulder, where there's never any parking, and we would meet right by those little things next to the field, and we would take the university van to go sail together. And the sailing team had about, 7 to 10 people on it. About 4 of us ever practiced, and I was maybe one of those 4 people sometimes. But we competed against some really good teams on the East Coast. We competed against the Naval Academy, Princeton, Old Dominion, Drexel, UPenn, all places that have pretty significant pieces of water next to them, and clearly a lot more money than Loyola had. The boats that we sailed were called penguins. They looked like a gray bathtub, and a lot of that gray bathtub was held together with everybody's favorite fix-all, duct tape. So we would practice, and then we would go to these regattas. And going to these regattas was awesome, because we would take that gross old Loyola van, and we would drive up to Princeton, and we would sleep on the floor of somebody's house after a really cool party. And we would meet lots of people, and we would sail, and we would go to lots of different schools, and we really actually had a great time, except for one thing. We were awful. If you can imagine, we never won anything. We were just terrible, terrible sailing team. Except this one guy from New Jersey. He won sometimes, but I don't know his name either. So one day, our club president, Mike O'Neill, says to us, you know, the coach at the Naval Academy says that they have open practice on Thursday, and if we ever want to go, we can go down. I was like, really? The Naval Academy? Yeah, I want to go down. We could meet midshipmen. We could probably get married, or at least find husbands. And we could really learn how to sail. So as it has, you know, time has it, only 2 of us were able to go down, my friend Sue and I, which was fine. So one Thursday, right around this time of year, in the spring, probably a little bit further into March, we got ourselves together and headed down to the Naval Academy. I had a car, so we could take the car down. We got dressed, went down. And when you get to the Naval Academy, they don't have a backyard. They have a sailing pavilion. Beautiful sailing pavilion. And inside of that sailing pavilion is a wall of sailing trophies from across the country, not just the East Coast. And inside of there also is a whole area for you to get ready to go out and sail on one of the boats in their fleet, of boats. So we went in, Sue and I, in our non-technical gear. Now, this is the 90s. Under Armour is not around. We don't have anything that wicks anything away from us. There's no running tights or fleecy pants. I had on my pink sweatpants, which I thought made me look pretty good for going down to Naval Academy. And when I say sweatpants, think Rocky Balboa sweatpants. And we went in, and we did not look like the others. The Naval Academy guys were there in their coordinated blue shorts and white shirts with their ringer tees on them, and were gearing up into their sailing gear, their dry suits. And they saw us, and they knew why we were there. So they actually were very nice to us, and they offered us some gear. So Sue and I both got a dry suit, which is something like a spacesuit. It's a one-piece outfit that you put on. It has feet like footy pajamas, and you step into it, and you pull it over your head, and it seals at the neck so that water doesn't get in, and it seals at the wrists also so water doesn't get in, and then it zips up all the way across your back from one side to the other. And then, so Sue and I put these on, and we are just psyched. We're down at the Naval Academy. We're going to meet husbands. We're going to learn how to sail. We are spending our parents' tax dollars very well because, you know, these are our boats anyway, right? So we get into our gear, and the one piece of gear that we're missing are the cool sailing boots, something that goes up to your mid-calf. And that's okay. We just put our footy pajama suits into our Nike Cortez sneakers, if you remember those. And we head out to the dock. Not a long walk, but a prestigious walk. They have, remember, fleets of boats. And we're going to do dinghy sailing. So we're going to go out to their FJs, which are about 20 feet, small boats that are easily sailed by two people. So Sue and I get out. We rig up the boat. No problem. We totally know how to rig up a sailboat. This is cool. We look cool. We're doing something really cool. We're going to be telling a story about this for years to come. So part of practicing for sailing, apparently, is you take your boats and you go out and you do some practice races. So everybody gets out there on their own time, and the people are starting to head off the dock, and we start to head off the dock. We're in our boat. I'm sailing. Sue's crewing, so Sue is holding the lines for the front sail, the jib. I'm holding the rudder and the main sheet that pulls in the big sail on the top. And we settle in, and we start sailing. And no further out than the back wall of this theater, a puff of wind comes, and it tips our boat right over. Right over. Now, that's not a big deal when you're dinghy sailing, because you should be able to nimbly hop over the boat, lean back, and pull it right back up. But the weather was so windy, and the river was so rough that the boat didn't stop at capsizing like this. It went straight down. And the top of the mast, that's usually 30 or so feet up in the air, was now stuck in the bottom of the river. So Sue and I climb back onto the boat. We try to climb back onto the boat. We were not graceful there to pull it back over. We can't get it to pull over. So Gary Brody, the world-renowned coach of the Naval Academy, comes over, flips our boat up, and sends us back to the dock. He drives us back to the dock in his motorboat, pulls the boat over with two of his rugged midshipmen, and they drag that boat back to the dock. And they say, "You're cleaning it." We said, "We know." We clean that boat, and as we start cleaning the boat, I realize something terrible has happened. My good friend Sue did not fully zip the back of my spacesuit dry suit. So into my spacesuit dry suit, the thing that does not let water in your neck or in your wrist, has begun to fill up with water, because it also does not let water out of your suit that was not zipped properly. So we are now at the Naval Academy scrubbing a boat in a wetsuit or a dry suit that's about halfway full of water, in a rubber foot that is expanded to the size of a clown shoe, looking for husbands and spending our parents' tax dollars very well. Thank you very much.